This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern, so we've got about an hour left in the show. We'll try to answer as many of the questions and phone calls as we can. So you can give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. It was some great information earlier from Victoria from Natural Alternatives, so I want to thank her again. They helped us with some great information at 8:30. Some great calls already today. So we're going to go right back into the lines. And Nathan, who's up next?
Pauline is in Mass.
Pauline, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you, Patrick. I seem to have an awful problem trying to grow a peace lily. I think I've killed about six of them already. And this last one, after I got it, I took it out of the original pot, and it was so root-bound. So I repotted it, but I was afraid to move the roots because they were so thick, you know, and I didn't want to break them. And I repotted it into a larger pot. But now, I mean, it was growing nice for about two or three weeks, and now the flowers are drooping and the leaves are very droopy also. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I'm trying not to overwater it.
Okay. Now, how often do you water?
Well, I let it go for, over a week. And
okay.
Felt the soil, and it was like damp down when I put my finger into it, about an inch, so I did not water it.
Perfect. Yeah, you don't want a peace lily to dry out.
No.
But you don't want the water to just sit there. So I think the watering part you're doing well. Now for sun, what is it in for sun? How much sun does it get inside there?
Maybe late in the day it might get it for a little while because that's on the north side.
Yep. So it does, it's perfect because it does want more shade. It doesn't want direct sun, so it'll get some filtered sun. So that's perfect there. Now, is it by a window that might be a little drafty?
No, the window is not drafty at all because these are new windows that I had put in.
Okay. So that's it. So that's one that just doesn't like a draft. That's why I ask. The peace lily will tend to be stronger when it's away from a draft. Now, have you noticed anything, like any insects or anything along those lines on any of the plants or?
No, not at all.
So I think it's a little bit of a combination. I think maybe letting it dry out a little bit more in between waterings. Are the The stem with the flower, are those? Is that what's drooping over, and is this kind of soft where it bent over?
The whole stem is starting to flop over.
Okay. Did any of the white flowers start to turn brown at all before?
No. This is a new plant. I've only had it about a month.
Okay. So the ones that have... the ones that have actually started to droop like that, I would cut those off at the base to try and produce more growth for the plant. They do say that, you know, you shouldn't fertilize as much during the winter months, but we're technically still in the fall months. So I would like to see you feed the plant a little bit. Give it like an all-purpose, like a 10-10-10 liquid fertilizer. There's a great one from Boni that you can purchase to add to the soil. Give it a little something. Keep it, you know, watered the way you have, maybe every week and a half to 2 weeks. The other thing I'd like to see you add is getting a spray bottle and misting the plant. Not, you know, all the time, but every, maybe once a week, every 2 weeks. Reason being is the humidity around the plant, the peace lily loves having that humidity. So by spraying it, like spritzing it with a spray bottle is going to help it, with, the humidity around the plant. The other thing, if you have any other house plants, kind of put them together, ones that can go into that shade type location, make almost like a community of the plants. What it does is they will help produce humidity on each other and keep each other growing a little bit. So I think that will help.
I do have it with a lot of other plants.
Perfect. Now, like I said, I'd like to see you add, spraying them, misting them. Every week or so, and mist all the plants, because again, the humidity with them will help each other grow a little bit more and become a little bit stronger. I think the repotting was a great thing to do, and it's going to help. I just think some of the flowers are going to go through this with the shock that they've had. What you could add to the plant is protolizer from Natural Alternatives. Their protolizer, I don't know if you've heard them before, but one of the things that they talk about with protolizer is it's like vitamins for your plants. It helps them grow a little bit stronger. For you, with something that's having some issues, you could use this every 2 weeks versus once a month. It works with the microbes that are in the soil, any fertilizer that you use to get the plant stronger. So I think this protolizer is perfect for what's happening with your plant to really rejuvenate them and get them a little bit stronger.
Where the roots were so tight, and I just put it into the new soil. I couldn't separate it. Would that have anything to do with it?
It might a little bit. Sometimes what you can do is just take a knife and cut down a couple of the sides of the plant where the roots are, to get that to break up the roots apart. If you can't do it, you know, it's going to start to move out. It's just going to take a little bit of time, because being root bound and circular roots is, you know, over time, it's a learned type behavior for the plant. So it's going to need to relearn its soil. So I think by adding that protolizer, it's going to pull the roots out of that area as well and get it into the new soil.
Okay. All right. So protolizer.
Yep, protolizer from Natural Alternatives. You can go online or you can give them a call. Their phone number, I can give it to you here, is 888-546-5941. And I just mentioned you talked with me on the show, and there's a lot of times you'll get some discounts off their products.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Pauline, have a great one and good luck.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, bring a dose of nature indoors with the newest Boma Organic Liquid Plant Foods, loaded with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes to grow bigger, more beautiful plants. And with this Boma's new Easy Dose cap, you'll get a perfect pour every time. Just flip open the cap, turn the bottle over, and pour in the pre-measured dose. Need more? Just repeat, and then fill the watering can with water and feed your plants. No measuring, no mess, just flip, fill, and feed. Brought to you by Espoma Organic, a natural in the garden since 1929. Learn more at www.espoma.com. Now, we got a lot of emails in the last week or so. We are doing the wreaths again. We are doing them through Fiddlehead Florist out of Cape Elizabeth, Maine. And don't worry, my brother Jason is still involved, and he will be helping Lauren, help out Lauren Springer, who is the owner of the company, to create beautiful wreaths for you guys again this year. So you can go to fiddleheadsflorist.com to get your order in and get more information, but don't fret. Jason, my brother, the talented one, is still going to be working there and helping with the wreaths. So they'll be the great quality that you've grown to know and love. So definitely, we're still doing those wreaths, still keeping that tradition alive. If you have questions here, give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, after the break, I'm going to go over a little bit program we do at the nursery I work at Mahoney's called Trees for Troops. Just want to go over it a little bit. It's an awesome tradition that they've been doing. We'll talk more on the other side of the break.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, I'd mentioned Trees for Troops. It's something that Mahoney's Garden Center, where I work, is very involved in. It's an awesome tradition where Christmas tree will go to a family of a military, to a military family. So they have a real Christmas tree at Christmas time. So it's a donation of $35 for a tree. You can actually go on to our website and pay for it at mahoneysgarden.com. Find Trees for Troops there. Or you can call the office there at 781-729-5900. And since 2005, almost 200,000 Christmas trees have been provided for military families and troops in the United States and overseas. So it's something very important to be doing at this time of year, giving thanks and helping others out. So I like to bring it up, but it's awesome that my company that I work for does, so I just wanted to pass that along. Now, we do have a call on the line, so we're going to get right into the calls. Nathan, who's up next?
Bill's in Cape Cod.
Bill, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning. I have an arbor that has Concord grapes and kiwis. And I wanted to go ahead. Everything's finally fallen off. But is it too late to go ahead and prune that back?
I'm sorry. Could you repeat the plant?
It was kiwi vines and Concord grape vines.
And thin it out? I mean, so...
Yes,
a lot of times with like a grape and the kiwi, I would wait till spring to thin parts of it out. At this point, it's a little bit late to do. You might, at this point, what might end up happening is when thinning it out, you might get rid of some of the of next year's, you know, flowers and growth and fruit. So that's why I wouldn't want to prune the grape at this point. I'd wait till spring. The only thing you could prune right now would be any branches that are dead or are weak. You'd be able to tell the difference. Even though they don't have leaves, there's going to be almost a discoloration of some of the branching that's dead. And so I'd want you to get rid of those at this point because they're not going to help anything over winter. But if you're trying to thin it out, I'd definitely wait till spring so that you can see what actually made it through the winter and which areas might be better to thin it out.
All right, very good.
All right, Bill, thank you for the phone call, and good luck.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now we're going to be here for another half hour to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. I think that's, we can help you out as much as possible here. Now, going forward, each week we'll start to talk a little bit more about your indoor house plants. We still have that temptation to be outside, so you're still worrying, you know, wanting to do things out there. So we haven't really focused on a lot of the house plants. You know, we can start talking about some of your indoor flowering plants that are coming in. Depending upon how you pronounce it, I've always pronounced it as Kalanchoe, but there's the Calanchio. It's a nice flowering winter type flower that you would have in the garden centers at this point. Cyclamen are another one, and coming up, poinsettias or poinsettias, depending upon how you want to say that one. But I think I think it's definitely time to be thinking about those plants indoors and what color you can bring. In a couple weeks we'll talk to you about the where poinsettias came from. I always love that part of the newsletter when it comes out. So that's something to be thinking about going forward, is where poinsettias came from, why we have poinsettias, and that big question, are they poisonous? Well, until we get to there, I'll tell you, they're not. You'd have to eat a lot of it. So don't worry about that. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break when we get back. More of your gardening information. We'll do everything we can to help you out. We'll be right back.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republican Eddie Rizzone saying he's disappointed at losing the Louisiana governor's race yesterday, but says he's thankful for family and supporters, and he said he'll be okay.
This gentleman was interviewing me, and he says, Mr. Rizzone, he says, I got to ask you a question. I said, what's that, sir? He said, well, what happens if you don't win? What is it going to be like to go back to the life you had before? I said, hey, I had a pretty good life.
Rispone speaking there last night in Baton Rouge after narrowly losing to incumbent Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards. Protesters angry at Iran raising government-set gasoline prices by 50%, blocking traffic yesterday and occasionally clashing with police in demonstrations that left at least one person dead. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. You can get a shot at your closest VA center on your next visit for free. But what if you don't have a visit planned in the near future? Don't have a visit planned? Here's an alternative. Here's your veterans tip of the day. The Veterans Administration and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots more accessible and free to veterans. They have made it very easy for you to get this protection. Protecting yourself is a good idea. Getting a flu shot at the VA or consider going to a local Walgreens. Both are free. Just go to your local Walgreens, no appointment necessary, show your ID card, and get your flu shot for free. Protecting yourself. Get a flu shot. Last year, over 80,000 people in America died from the flu. The life you save just might be your own. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've got about a half hour left in the show. It's still a bit frigid out there. 28 degrees right now, so it is not too warm. Supposed to warm up today, maybe get about 40 degrees. Woo! Heat wave. After this week, we had some real cold weather, and I know some of the ground was starting to freeze up. You can still put a shovel in the ground. It hasn't been completely frozen to the point where you can't get the shovel in the ground if you're looking to put some bulbs in, if you still have some left over. I know it's going to have a little bit of rain tomorrow and the next day with some warm-up, so that'll get the ground a little bit loose. So if you still have some of those bulbs that you purchased and you just didn't get them in the ground in time, you still have some time. So definitely think about getting them out there this week. You know, still some cleanups going on out there. The leaves are starting to finally all fall. If you notice, some of the maple trees and the Japanese maples are still clinging on to those leaves for dear life. Those are always the last ones to fall, it seems. But starting to get out there, you're starting to notice that the trees are starting to look bare and we're really starting to feel like winter. And but that's all right. Only, what, 4 or 5 months till spring, hopefully. Depends on where you are. So that warm weather pops up. For those of you who get to go down to Florida for the winter, your spring's just starting as well. So hopefully you get to enjoy that. But we're at the end of the season. A lot of things to finally clean up and think about. We've talked about it a couple times, but getting ready for winter. Maybe think about bringing the snowblower in to get tuned up for the year so it's ready to go when that real next snowstorm hits. You know, a lot of those places are starting to get real busy right now. A few of my neighbors have already gotten theirs done. So They're ready to go. We just got a brand new snow blower, if you will. It cost $14.99. It was a nice shovel. So we'll be using that this year. Always keeping that that extra workout. Always love to do with that. So just something to get ready. But you should be thinking about that next season. Should we be, if there's time, I know I have one area that I'm still going to mow part of my lawn to just cut back a little bit, because I know in the spring that area gets to sit with a lot of water, but it starts growing, and then I can never get it until about May. So if I get it down now, I can definitely get a little bit ahead of the game here. And once I'm done, I'm going to make sure I run that mower until all the gas is out. I don't want the gas to be sitting in there. Could get some water in there and mixed into that, which you don't want to do. Same thing with, I have a backpack leaf blower that I've been using that I will use that again. And if I have to let it sit and just run until it runs out of gas, that's what I'm going to do. Don't want to keep any of the gas in any of those machines. It's just so much better for the machine to start fresh each year. So something to really think about doing at the end of this season. The other thing you can be doing, cleaning up your shovels, your pruners, your rakes, everything at the end, getting any of the dirt off of it, washing them off, cleaning them up. We used to talk about using like a WD-40 on some of them to clean up. There's a lot more safer methods at this point to clean some of those. If anything, maybe use some Dawn dish soap to wash it off if it's really heavily dirty. That Dawn dish soap, putting into the soil, is almost like an insecticidal soap, so it's not going to affect the soil and the plants like a heavy-duty cleaner would. So something to be looking at doing for the winter here. Now, we're starting to move into the house plants, those flowering plants. Like I've said, I talk about a bunch of different flowers. One of the ones that I enjoy the most is the fiddly fig. It's one of my favorite just because of the look of it. It doesn't give you any flowers, but the real cool thing is the size of the foliage. Now, the size of the foliage can be up to like 2 feet long. They're this huge, like, violin-shaped leaf, and they're really cool-looking. They dark green leaf with a light, almost like yellowy-white veins in it, so it's really cool to look at. So it's something that is not draft tolerant, so you don't want to put it in a window where it's going to get some draft, or by a door. You want to make sure it's protected from that. It's a foliage plant. There's no flowers to this, but it's just really cool to have. The veins, it's like a yellowy green vein that is just cool to look at. Contrasts really nice with the flower, with the leaves themselves. You're going to repot this plant every second or third year in the spring to try and get it a little bit bigger each time. They have them in multiple forms. I've seen them in tree form, so it has a nice stem, and then it weeps down from there, or the bush form, so it's something to look at. Over the winter, you're going to want to cut back a little bit on the watering that you've done during the season, so you won't water as much. You'll let it dry out a little bit, but don't let it dry out completely for multiple days. So that's something to be thinking about. You're going to only want to feed it from spring to fall. So over winter, you're not going to need to do much to it to feed it, because you're not trying to push growth. You're trying to allow it to have some sort of dormancy period. It's not going to be dormant where it's not going to do anything, like absorb anything. It's still going to be active, but it's just more dormant. It's not having to worry as much about focusing on growing, etc. So this is another one where misting of the plant is beneficial, help with the humidity. Now, it's something I really hadn't thought much about, the humidity aspect of it, up until I was working in a nursery that had a greenhouse. And I'm sure we talked about it when I was a kid at my parents' garden center, but the misting of the plants, creating humidity and clustering plants together that like the humidity is actually better for the plants. It's better for you indoors as well, as it will be nicer in the house with the house plants and etc. But the plants will thrive off of each other's moisture and humidity. Just by taking a spray bottle and misting them lightly, the others will benefit around them. So it's something that isn't completely talked about as much. We kind of like to say, all right, you have these windows, spread out the plants and put them here. But by grouping them together, they can actually work together with their humidity and make the plants stronger. So something cool to think about going forward. Now, we've talked about it a few times, but the wreaths are back this year for us through the Paul Parent Garden Club. We've always had the wreaths, but this year it's been taken over by Fiddleheads Florist. They've created four brand new styles of wreaths, all locally sourced, conveniently double-sided, and best of all, handmade in Maine. Go to www.fiddleheadflorist.com to order your holiday wreath and make all of your neighbors jealous with envy. Shipping is free starting November 25th, and these make great gifts for family and friends. Shop Fiddleheads, shop local, shop Maine. And don't forget, my brother Jason's part of this. He'll be producing them with the CEO, Lauren Springer, there to be doing a great job for you. So something to be doing this year. Give them out to friends, give them out to family, and they'll be get a taste of New England and Maine and Christmas. So, something to be doing this year. Now, for those of you who want to get more information weekly, you can join our newsletter. It goes out every Thursday. It has a few articles in it with some great information. And, like I said, it comes out every Thursday. But you can join. You can go to our website at paulparent.com and go all the way to the bottom to join the newsletter. And it will sign you up. Or you can send us an email and we'll sign you up to get you as part of the newsletter. And I talked about this earlier today, but one of the things that was, one of the articles that was in this week was about the free organic matter by using seaweed from the beach. Now, my dad tells a whole story of when he was growing up and how his father used to put the seaweed in the gardens and actually till it in. But when it all started, they weren't tilling it in with a rototiller. They were using pitchforks and shovels to make it work. So it was a lot more work. Nowadays, obviously, you can be using a rototiller to be mixing that into your soil. You don't have to worry about the salt being on the plant, on the seaweed. It's not going to be enough to really affect the soil. You're looking to get about 4 to 6 inches of seaweed on top of your garden so you can mix it in. Now, I know it goes a little bit against what we've talked about a few times when it comes to leaving your plants there and leaving the microbes in the soil, etc. But this is another way to add more nutrients and compost. Gardens love getting compost in them, to the organic matter, to help them grow and get their plants going. By adding this, maybe every couple years is the way to go to add it. And again, like I said, about 4 to 6 inches tall, 4 to 6 inches of this seaweed, and then rototill it into the garden. And you can do that at this time of year. Reason being is a lot more of the seaweed is washed up on shore. We usually have storms in the fall. The hurricanes will bring more of it to the shore. You can clean it up, clean up the beaches by getting the seaweed and using it in your garden. So that's something to be thinking about going forward. What's one of the things that they used to do is put all the leaves on the garden and then actually add limestone over the entire garden and, you know, obviously then the lawn. What it did was it helped the leaves rot and kept the soil from getting too acidic. So my dad used to do that as a kid. I think one of the the lines on the end of the story is that my father wrote, I think we liked coming into the house with white shoes and waiting for my mom's expression before we were allowed in. Just the amount of lime that they used to put down as kids. So my dad was always a gardener. He kept me always a gardener. So that's a pretty cool tradition that we have. But if you want more of these stories, more of this information, you can join our newsletter at paulparent.com. And we can definitely help you out going forward. It's great information. Like I said, it's timely information. Some cool music videos that are on there. And then the recipe at the end that is also very good. So if you guys have questions, we have one segment left after this. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. And 855-660-4261. And like I said, we'll be here for another segment. So until 10 o'clock, we're almost over on the show. And we'll be getting ready for next week from there. Hopefully have a warm week. Like I said, some 40s and maybe hit 50 degrees. That right there seems like a heat wave this time of year after the 25-degree weather we've been having and 20 degrees. I know had to get the long johns out early this year and get warm. But, you know, hey, it's just about Christmas time, just about winter. We should start to feel this way. So we're going to take a break. You can call us at 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Bay Advance is a company that rocks you tree and shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction, and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, it was a great show today. So we've a lot of great information going on. I knew I do have a call out there, so we're going to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Barbara from Kentucky.
Barbara, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, hi. I wanted to ask you about columbine seeds. I grew the plant and received a lot of seeds from that. So can I plant those seeds? Now I'm in zone 6A. The ground hasn't frozen yet. Or should I wait till spring?
Now, it's tough on that one. I would think you're not going to get too cold, but you still could get some cold in there. You want the temperatures to be, for it to really grow above 60. So I would think it's something that you can do in the early spring for you, or you can get them started indoors. One of the things I would suggest doing is putting the seeds in basically in a wet paper towel.
Okay.
And putting them in the refrigerator for about 3 to 4 weeks before you put them in the soil. What that's going to do is that's going to actually allow you to, it's going to help them germinate quicker. But it's also going to give them a dormancy period, because once they've gone to seed, they've done their job, they want to have a dormancy period to show, to help them rejuvenate and get back. Mix them into the soil. Don't put them too far into the soil. That would be your best. You're looking for like a soilless mix, like a nice indoor potting soil. From there, what I would also suggest doing, once you put the seeds into the different pots, even maybe you put them in a tray, get some sort of dome over the top of them. If it's plastic wrap, or if you're putting in a seedling tray, sometimes they come with a dome. That keeps the humidity and the moisture in there. We're, like I said, we're looking for 60 to 65 degree temperatures. It should take about 25 to 30 days for them to really start emerging. So that's you know, going to take some time for you. So you might get a little frustrated at first, but it just takes about, almost 4 weeks for anything to really show. Once they start to show, you're going to want to get as much sunlight as possible for them. So if you're growing them indoors and you have like a grow light.
Yes.
Do as much as you can, like 16 hours a day. Make sure you turn off the grow light at night so it has that nighttime period, so it's like it's a normal day for it. You know, the bulbs, you don't want to have the fluorescent bulbs, you know, too close to the surface. At first they're going to be closer, but you're going to want to pull them away from the plant as time goes on, so that the, because what the lights will actually heat it up a little bit too much, and not grow for you. You definitely, as you're growing them, if you're growing them indoors, don't leave it on, a light on for 24 hours.
Okay.
You don't really need to do much fertilizing, because as they're seeds, they don't have much to really push out. So you don't have to really fertilize it. Once they start to show some growth, that's when you can do it. But again, like I said, you want to make sure they have full sun. And when they get outdoors, full sun, and needs to be above, it's got to be above at least 50 for these things to really grow. You want them to get, you want to get the warm days, 65 to 70s, to really push their growth.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate your help.
No problem, Barbara. Good luck with those.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So we got about a minute left, so that'll do it for the show. Like I said earlier, it was a great show. A lot of great information. We had Victoria from Natural Alternatives, who always has some awesome information. I still can't talk enough about Protolizer and what it can do for you. But it's some good stuff. We're just about out of time, but this coming week is supposed to be a little warmer. So get out there, finish the gardens, get everything cleaned up, and get ready for that next season, because Christmas is around the corner. Until we talk next time, get out there, you know, plant something, even if it's indoors, but be good to each other, because we're everything we got. So take care of each other. We'll catch you next week, same hours, 6 to 10. We'll see you next week, same time.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.